Good morning and welcome to A Taste of Torah Today, the weekly Parsha, A Taste of Chumash. The Torah portion this week immediately follows the theme of last week. Most of the Parsha last week in the portion of Tazria discussed the biblical condition called Tzarat, often mistranslated as leprosy, as we have studied last week. And the entire Parsha discusses the various ways that the Kohen would scan and diagnose different types of Tzarat. In this week's Parsha, called Mitzara, which actually means one who has Tzarat, the Torah begins with a description of the purification procedure of this person who contracted Tzarat. And as soon as the Kohen determines that the Tzarat was healed, there is a very elaborate ceremony that involves two different birds, a cedar plank, a scarlet thread, water from a live stream, and there is a service that takes place. The individual also has to shave his entire body. After doing this entire procedure, there's then a seven-day wait. The person shaves again their entire body and brings three animals and an oil offering to the Beit HaMikdash. And the Torah goes on to explain in fairly great length the way that these offerings would take place and the specific ways the blood was thrown when the individual was healed from Tzarat. The spiritual takeaway from today relates to the names of the Torah portion. Last week's Parsha, which primarily discusses the affliction itself, the condition of Tzarat, was oddly enough called Tazria. Yes, Tazria means give birth, because the very first verses of the Parsha discussed the laws of a woman who gives birth and the way they did the circumcision. Nonetheless, we know that a Parsha's name is typically meant to capture the theme of the entire Parsha. Last week's Parsha, which was all about the Tzarat, was called birth. While this week's Torah portion, which is all about the way the one with Tzarat was healed, ironically is called Mitzora, which means someone with Tzarat. If anything, it would have made more sense to do it the other way around, that last week's Parsha, which actually discussed the illness, should be the Parsha of Mitzora, one who was afflicted. And this week, which discusses the purification process, could have a more uplifting name, such as giving birth, renewal, so on and so forth. The answer the Rebbe gives is profound, it's incredibly meaningful, and it's something that has so many applications in life. You know, when a person is going through a difficult stage in life, a time when they feel that the very rug is being pulled out from under one's feet, it's easy to feel like that leper who's been cast aside. And it's at that moment that a person must truly believe that what's actually happening right now is Tazria. They are conceiving, giving birth to a new child, rather than seeing it as a destruction of their previous life. One views it as this is a genesis of a new phase. Hashem has summoned you to grow in this drastically new way. And yes, in order for this concept to take root in your life, you do have to bid farewell to old paradigms, hence the Tzarat, which forced an individual to do the self-introspection, to change, and it gave clarity to flaws that may have been under the hood, but now can come to the forefront. And so when these skeletons, so to speak, come out of the closet, that is actually an opportunity to vanquish them. They're sent into quarantine not to destroy the individual, but to actually have a rebirth. That is why the Parsha is called Tazria. The punishment was not there to hurt the individual. On the contrary, to open them up to a deeper and higher form of life. And to really hit that idea home, the second portion, which actually discusses the cleansing and healing of the Mitzora, is called Mitzora, to teach us that the cleansing doesn't begin only when the leprosy is over. The cleansing actually begins that very same moment the person was originally struck by that condition of Tzarat. When the crisis comes their way, that's exactly when the rebirth began. The two are not divorced from one another. The Mitzora themselves is already experiencing the genesis of recovery. And therefore, if the Torah would have given this second portion a completely different name, a person might think that there is this disconnect between the two. And the cleansing only begins following the leprosy, following the impurity. But again, the truth is that healing begins the moment we recognize. Oh, Hashem. Sifatai tiftach.